One of the modern tools of warfare for militants in Iraq, or anywhere really, is the pickup truck, perfect for carrying heavy loads with lots of room to mount weapons in the back. And as we've reported before, one brand in particular, Toyota, is a favorite of rebels and militias the world over. Recently, Toyota pickups were all over images from Libya as a coalition of militias there overran the capital, Tripoli. Marine Olivesi reports on what seems like an uneasy relationship between Libyans and Toyota.
We're at a checkpoint on the outskirts of Tripoli. You've got 4 pickups mounted with heavy artillery machine guns on the back. All four of them are Toyotas. That's kind of a throwback to 2011. During the revolution, Toyotas were the ultimate rebel fighters car, and they still are.
They're very powerful. They'll tackle sand, road, off-road, whatever you want it to do, and it'll do it with the weapons on board, too.
Most of the pickups sport some variation of anti-aircraft weapons. Occasionally, long tubes pop out of the back. Those are rocket or missile launchers. All of the above are on display at the gate of a nearby militia base. Fighters say they snatched the older pickups from Gaddafi forces during the revolution. They bought the newer ones from Toyota. The car maker opened its first dealership here in late 2010, then quickly closed because of the fighting. When they reopened the shop a year and a half later, Toyota wasn't too happy about the way Libyans had pimped their rides. Ahmed Sadawi, the official Toyota dealer in Misrata, says Toyota doesn't sell certain versions of its pickups here to crack down on their use as weapons of war.
Do you know anything about car suspensions?
No.
Okay. The only way to explain it is if I show you.
At his spotless showroom in downtown Misrata, Ahmed takes us to a Land Cruiser 70.
You see this little thing here holding the axle together, holding the chassis together? This is it, right? Right behind it are sort of like layers of suspension. Picture a bunch of magazines on top of each other. The more layers of magazine, the more the car can handle. The LC70s come in different specifications. They either come with 11 or 8. The ones that we import are the 8-layer. For a car to handle a lot of weight, like the anti-aircraft missiles or weapons you're talking about, it would need to have more.
Ahmed says it was headquarters' decision not to import trucks that can handle extra weight. Toyota also asked its retailers to look into who's buying.
We are bound by contract to refuse to sell to anybody who might use our products to cause chaos or trouble anywhere in Libya.
Okay, you can't know for sure what a customer is going to do with his pickup, but Ahmed says they have a rule when it comes to unusually large orders.
Anybody who is not under the Libyan government, no matter what it is, we have the right and we have refused to sell to before.
Problem is, most of the powerful militias have been integrated into Libya's security forces. That includes the brigades from Misrata that attacked Tripoli Airport in July and overran the capital 2 weeks ago. These militias are now battling Libya's new government, but their fighters are still on the government payroll, so they can buy all the Toyotas they want. As for Toyota's efforts to sell less powerful trucks here, it's no problem. Misratis have become experts in pushing the boundaries of what their Toyotas can do.
I don't even really like weapons. I've never really liked them, and I never really thought about this being a job for me.
That's Abdel Salam Gargoum. His real job is teaching mechanics at Misrata's Technical Institute. This summer, it's been turned into a militia's workshop.
Generally, the way it works is the brigade will approach us. They'll say, look, we've got X number of cars, and we need you to put this on this car, this on that car, and different types of weapons and so on.
Abdel Salam and his crew sometimes have to dismantle the back of the truck to make space and lose weight for the heavy stuff. His latest project, a Land Cruiser 70, mounted with 4 Grad missile launchers. Abdel Salam points to it with a mixture of pride and sadness. He learned this craft during the siege of Misrata in 2011 and never thought he'd be back at it again 3 years later.
You know, I had people coming to me after the revolution and everything asking if I could mount weapons, and I was just saying, you know, no, we're not mounting anymore. You know, what do you need a weapon for now? Like, the fighting's over and everything.
That all changed in July when rival militias turned their guns and respective Toyotas on each other. Abdelsalam doesn't know when he'll go back to teaching. The few students he's seen lately have asked him to mount weapons on their pickups. For The World, I'm Marine Olivesi, Misrata, Libya.
You would not want to tailgate one of those Toyota trucks. We've posted some pictures of battle-ready pickups at PRI.org.